You're listening to Mom Talk, the online community radio show connecting moms across Canada and around the world. Join Helen, Kara, and Tracy, the parenting team from CanadianParents.com, as they talk all things mom. Mom Talk, a podcast for moms, by moms, because we're all in this together. Hi, everyone. This is Helen.
And Tracy.
And Kara.
From MomTalk.ca. Today we'll be talking a bit about how the internet is changing the way we connect with each other and the benefits of real-life meetings and sharing information with parents across the internet. This is a great topic to kickstart the MomTalk.ca podcast because we all met on the internet. Just a little over 10 years ago, a chance meeting brought Tracy and I together, and a few years later, Kara joined the team, and here we are today. Tracy, do you remember when we first met?
Yeah, we were, it was way back 11 years ago, and we had just started CanadianParents.com. Actually, I had just started. I was alone doing it myself, and we were in a live chat together, and Helen and I met. We talked online first, and then we began emailing, and realized that we had a lot in common, and she really shared the vision for CanadianParents.com. So we joined up as a team, and the rest is history. It's 11 years later, and we're working together every day.
Yep, and then Tracy and I met.
Yeah, Kara was really a very active member of the board, and
we planned a New Brunswick CPO picnic, and Tracy came to the picnic with us, and so we finally met Tracy, chatted, and got talking about scrapbooking, and started scrapbooking at Tracy's house, and so that's how we came to meet, too.
Well, that's really cool. Well, I mean, I think we can all agree that the internet really has changed the way we parent. Unlike 10 or 20, 30 years ago, when our family and friends would be our sounding board, we're now able to connect with people all over the world at any time of the day or night and share the ups and downs of this parenting journey we're all on. Many of these connections are bringing people together on and off the internet. Kara, I know as community producer for CanadianParents.com, you must see all kinds of these kind of connections happening. Why don't you tell us a bit about what you've experienced on the boards?
Definitely, there's been many, many playgroups started, lots of people getting together once in a while, you know, at people's houses, at the playgrounds. I see someone coming on board just looking for a playgroup or looking for a connection with someone. We have all kinds of members that are able to do that. For instance, I know that we have our September 2006 Birth Moms Club. A lot of them live in the Greater Toronto Area. And they all get together regularly, and it's great because they all have babies of the same age, and they're able to connect together that way. So it's really nice.
That's really neat. Tracy, I know you've found some kind of unique connections on the board. Do you have any of those?
Yeah. Here's a note from Noah's mommy. She says, I can honestly say that most of my friends in real life are ones I've made off CPO. Just about 2 years ago, I was a newly single mom, 4 months pregnant, and scared to death. I did a Google search of single parents and stumbled across CPO. I made a few posts, and for the remainder of my pregnancy, continued to post once or twice a week. After my son Noah was born, I found it fascinating to talk to other first-time moms who were going through the same challenges as me, especially other single moms my age. Finally, last March, after almost a year on CPO, I scheduled my first play date with grade 8 mommy who had a son and was pregnant and also single. We went to the mall, out for coffee, and enjoyed our day with our boys. Almost 2 months after that, I met up with Scarlett's mommy, and we took our babies to the Toronto Zoo. It was a wonderful day, and we had a lot in common. Since those two trips, I have kept in touch with both girls and consider them both amongst my closest friends. Last summer, I also planned 2 CPO picnics, at which I got the opportunity to meet about a dozen other CPOers. I'd say I've met about 20 people on CPO and have nothing but great things to say. Everyone has been friendly, warm, and caring, and great moms and dads. In fact, just today I went on a play date with 2 fellow CPOs. I was just saying the other day to Megan that I honestly don't know where I'd be without the wonderful people I'd met on CPO.
Well, I can definitely agree with that because I actually met my best friend on CPO. And it was funny. She came into my life at a time when I really, really needed her. My own best friend in real life at home, who had been my best friend since 5 years of age, she recently moved, well, at that time she had moved to Toronto. So I kind of was left without anyone. And my friend Sarah, who is Sarah NB on the board, she was actually just moving to St. John. She started posting a lot on the New Brunswick board, learning about the city and asking questions. And we really connected. And so when she moved to St. John, we all got together for a CPO picnic and group get together. And we've been best friends since. And, you know, it's been great.
Well, that is really neat. Kara, I know there are people listening who are on discussion boards and they completely understand what we're talking about, but there are people who are maybe new to the internet or maybe new parents who haven't really got into this. Where would you suggest they go on the Canadian Parents boards to really make those connections?
Because our boards are so vast, we have so many different topics on there. If you were looking to maybe connect with someone in your own city, I would suggest probably checking out our regional boards. We have a provincial board for each province and the territories. So a lot of times we'll have people posting that they might be getting together at the local zoo or looking for something to do in the area, planning picnics or get-togethers. Perhaps maybe if you're just looking to connect with other moms with babies of the same age and you're expecting at that time, you could join a birth club group. We have a birth club's board where we have a birth club for each month of the year. A lot of women continue on even well into when they're after their babies are born and continue conversing with them and checking each other's milestones and how they're developing. We also have an ages and stages area of the board where anywhere from the first years all the way up to teen years, people can talk about different things that are going on with their children and relate to other parents that have the same issues going on.
I think one thing we probably will all agree on is that as great as it is to be able to make those real-life connections, the Internet is such an amazing tool for letting us connect with people who maybe are sharing the journey of parenting but also have some common interests, you know, running, scrapbooking, things like that. In actual fact, many of us meet people online through our discussion boards who we may never meet, or maybe by chance someday in the future they may move or we may move or travel. But some of these relationships are quite something, and the relationships in some cases are stronger than some that we may have with friends and family who live right in our own towns.
Definitely. And there's a special area on our board where you can actually add a signature to your post and personalize it with your children's photo, where people have little blinkies and animated GIF doodads and pictures. And, you know, you can have one, maybe it says, I love scrapbooking, or, you know, Coke drinker, or I love ladybugs. And for instance, my name is Ladybug Mom on the board. So I got an email from someone saying that she had a small ladybug tattoo, and we connected that way and sent messages back and forth. And so it's a great way to get to know someone, even though you may not be able to meet them, or but you have similar interests and things in common.
I agree, Kara. I think that meeting on the online first, we don't have that worry about first impressions, about what kind of car you're driving or how you look or what neighborhood you live in. You just focus solely on that person and what they have to say and what you have in common.
Yeah, I have a great comment from Amber V. And she says, I've made tons of lifelong friends on CPO. Melissa, Dex's mom, is one of those people who is my dearest best friend, even though we have never met. We have awesome conversations, and she always seems to help me out when I'm in a bind. Thanks, CPO, for introducing me to such awesome people.
Well, that's really nice. Tracy, I know, say, 10 years ago when the site started and discussion boards were going, they were not as high-tech as they are today. What would you say is the most significant change since the site started?
I think that people are trusting the Internet more, and they're really becoming an accepted vehicle for people to communicate. They're becoming more of the norm and can really serve as a very viable relationship builder.
Yeah, it's no longer just a community as in your direct neighborhood. It's a global community that's bringing everyone together.
Yeah.
And even though this person might be across the country, they can still be your good friend,
yeah,
which would never have happened previously.
No, for example, here's a quote from Tina109. And she says, this was a posting that she posted on the board. She said, I found CanadianParents.com when I was living in England and we were thinking of immigrating to Canada. Of course, I have been in Canada since May last year, so my life has changed a lot since then, but I've met some great friends, one being Janice M., who actually met our family at the airport the day we arrived. Danish 13 helped me get a job while I was counting pennies. And Maddie 4 actually lives very close to me now and helped us find our first rental property. The people on this site are truly special, and long may it last.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah. That is really nice. And, you know, for those people listening who have never attempted to post on discussion board, you know, we really encourage you to give it a try, because it's a really unique opportunity to make some friends and connect and share information, and really makes parenting a whole lot different and way better than just kind of sitting back and reading. So we're going to do a little flip over in our podcast. We're going to have a top five each podcast. So today we're going to talk about our top five places for real-life connections. So Kara from the Boards has our top five.
Yes. Okay. Well, number five would be at community playgrounds or parks. Number four, community moms and babies groups, like the early years learning centers or family resource centers. Number three would be local coffee shops. Number two, crafting or personal interest groups like scrapbooking or your local gym. And the number one place would be, of course, at a CPO community gathering like a picnic or just getting together.
Wow. Thanks a lot, Kara. And thanks for joining us today to talk about the benefits of real-life connections and how the internet can become a valuable tool in our journey as parents. Canadian Parents has become a valuable resource for parents across Canada. You can visit the site and the discussion boards at canadianparents.com to find out more about the Mum Talk team. And today's show, visit mumtalk.ca.